Back in January of 2017, Vermont lost one of its greatest authors, Howard Frank Mosier, who died at the age of 75. Mosier was not born in Vermont, but he did spend most of his working life in the Green Mountain State, writing mostly works of fiction set in the very real realm of the Northeast Kingdom. His work was beloved by many, including my guest today, James Saunders, who spends time now in Vermont and also at Purdue University, where he is a professor of English. And he returns to the Green Mountain State Friday to give a talk in Plainfield about Howard Frank Mosier's collection of stories, Points North, which is being published in 2018. Professor Saunders, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It is my pleasure.
So what was it that first attracted you to the work of Howard Frank Mosier?
My daughter wound up getting accepted into school here, so I came to visit her. And since I'm constantly reading, I would go to bookstores and libraries, and I would always see books by Howard Frank Mosier. So that's how I got interested in him. And then in 2010, my daughter and I actually went to a talk that Howard gave, and that just sort of added on more and more to my interest in him. And I made sure that I read all of his books. And, you know, like we literary critics just decide to write about things at a certain particular point. And he just struck me as someone who, not only did Vermont lose one of its great authors, America lost one of its greatest authors.
How would you describe Howard Frank Mosier's novels to someone who's perhaps outside of Vermont, who's never heard of him? Because, you know, I imagine this is something that you do with your students at Purdue.
Sure. I would say he falls in the tradition of many great American writers, particularly Mark Twain, who had the capacity to tell a great story. You will recall Huckleberry Finn. At the same time, he's talking about really tragic subjects sometimes. He's also incorporating humor. And I found that Howard Frank Mosier is excellent at that. We were talking about religion one time, and I said, wow, I don't think the churches would even let Jesus Christ in. They wouldn't like the clothes he was wearing. And Howard responded by saying they wouldn't like what he had to say. And all of that's incorporated in his writing also. He came to Vermont from Syracuse University, along with his wife, up in the Northeast Kingdom. They both got teaching jobs up there. Howard had the opportunity to go to California and pursue a Master of Fine Arts degree, so he gave that a shot. They were going to go live out in California. They ran into a truck driver who also happened to be from Vermont, and he told them, I'm from Vermont too. Go back while you still can. And within about a week, Howard had given up pursuing that MFA in California, came right back to the Northeast Kingdom, where he felt more at home with, and all of his writing material was there, and he realized that.
For folks who are familiar with Mosier's work, there's kind of a bittersweet offering next year with the publication of Points North, and it's bittersweet because, of course, it's a posthumous publication. I understand that in many ways this collection of stories feels personal to you. Am I right in thinking that?
You're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, as I said, I don't want to give too much of it away, but there's actually a part of it that's called Friendship Indiana. I teach in Indiana, so I'm trying to figure out, is this really about me and him? He had a way of universalizing his writings so that even if it draws to some extent on a personal situation, he's able to expand it into something that applies to many more people than just the characters that are involved in the story. One of the characters is called The City. He's a guy that's about 450 pounds, and the other guy is called Two Fingers. Howard talked a lot about factories and how at a particular time, many men would actually lose their fingers. So he actually, when he came back to Vermont, he had to work with a guy named Jake Blodgett, who was a logger. So I think he's seen a lot of these kind of accidents. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's the Two Fingers and I'm the City, because even though I was raised by my grandfather to a large extent, I've never been able to really say that I'm a full-fledged country boy. There's an awful lot of cityness still in me. But I'm not sure. We can't ask him that now. And he probably would never tell if that's actually what it's about. And so when I look at that particular section of this book, I take it, yeah, you're right, very personally.
Professor Saunders, I don't know if your students maybe had this reaction, but I think it might surprise some people that a white author like Mosier, who wrote about life in one of the whitest states in the country and in one of its most remote sections, did tackle issues of race in his books, in particular, A Stranger in the Kingdom. As an African-American yourself, I wonder if this book did strike a particular chord with you. And do you think that Mosier was successful in portraying the point of view of a black man fighting for his life when facing allegations of murder, as he did in that book?
I hope you don't mind if I jump back and forth, because
not at all.
I take Points North, the posthumous book, as perhaps being his best work. And in that book, he's got this old black man who's been left with his grandson because the old black man's daughter has gone off with the father of the son, and they leave the boy with the grandfather and with just a note, he's yours. But it's very interesting how he teases out the idea, because the boy is eventually called the N-word at school, and he's about to take a knife to school to seek revenge against the people who are calling him the N-word. And the grandfather sees this and he says, "What's that for?" And the boy says, "I got my reasons." And then the grandfather knows he better take this boy out of school, so he pulls him out of school. The truancy officer asks the grandfather, "How old is he?" And the grandfather doesn't want to tell how old the boy is, because the truancy officer is going to put him right back in the school and something dreadful might happen. Then the truancy officer asks the boy, he says, "Boy, how old are you?" And the boy doesn't answer. The grandfather says, "Go get your gun." And the boy goes and gets the gun and shoots at a very long distance the head of a wooden duck and just knocks the head off the duck. And then the grandfather says to the truancy officer, "That's how old he is. And now get on back to town." And so, I think Moshe is really good at portraying black characters. When it comes to A Stranger in the Kingdom, I take it as another version of To Kill a Mockingbird, except in Vermont, in that particular case, the black man wins as opposed to in To Kill a Mockingbird. So I like A Stranger in the Kingdom even more than I like To Kill a Mockingbird. And once again, I think I don't know how he does it, but he's very good at portraying many types of characters, French Canadians who were discriminated against at a certain point in part, still to some extent now in Vermont, Abenaki Indians. He's very good at incorporating the complexities of their lives with others' lives in Vermont. I chalk it up to him just having been a very sensitive person.
He was such a charming man. I had the pleasure of interviewing him after his book, God's Kingdom, came out in 2015. And you've studied his work for so many years. You're the co-director of the Howard Frank Mosier Society. In fact, I wonder what it was like when you finally got to meet him. What was that meeting like for you?
The very first time I met him was in 2010, when he was going to give a talk on his book that had just come out called Walking to Gatlinburg. It was at the Aldrich Library in Barrie, Vermont, and he was just standing there, and I took a guess that this might be him, and I said, "Are you Howard Frank Mosier?" And he introduced himself. He's a very ordinary-looking person, and I think he likes coming across as a very ordinary person, even though he does have the genius.
I love how you're talking about him in the present tense, because I think in so many ways he is still with us because his work is there and the writing lives on. And it's just wonderful that you're able to provide this insight to us.
It's even more than that for me. People might wonder, why is this black man so interested in this white man? And it took me a long time to accept, because I grew up in segregation. It gives you a certain feeling about whites. And I'm sure that the same occurs with whites, that if they're segregated from blacks, it must be because blacks, there's something wrong with blacks and we shouldn't be associating. But my own father did nothing for me. I don't even have any memory of having met my own father. So I'm always, I think, subconsciously looking for father-type figures. And I speak of him in the present tense because I feel his presence and the things that he told me and the things that he had to offer this world more strongly now than when he was alive.
James Saunders is a professor of English at Purdue University and the author of Howard Frank Mosier and the Classics, Echoes in the Vermont Writer's Works. He'll be giving a talk at the Cutler Memorial Library in Plainfield this Friday at 6 o'clock, and it's called Final Lessons from the Teacher. James Saunders, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
It was an absolute honor.